This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. 8 Sleep. Sleep fitness starts here. Save $200 off the king size mattress with code MMA200. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 574.
574.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Worth, MMA Show. By the fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there?
I always sit back and wonder when you say the show episode number, if I have gotten it correct. There's always a part of me that goes, I think that's the right number, but it might not be.
It's usually right.
I don't know.
40% of the time.
Yes.
Something like
you're
that.
Right. 40% of the time.
That's
you look
right.
Like you're bouncing out of your chair.
I am. I wonder why. I'm fucking how's smelling it, salts. That's awesome. Smelling salts before the show, during the show,
after show.
One in each nostril. It's all good. I should do that. So I did what you're doing, or I think you did a while ago. So I just started rewatching the Game of Thrones.
Oh, how far into it are you?
Well, I started somewhere on season 2 because HBO is doing this whole, like, every day they're doing, I think, a whole season. Because of the new prequel series that's coming out, I think, on Amazon sometime this month.
2 or 3 weeks. Yep.
Yeah. So I think I'm in season 4, episode 2 or 3. So, like, I was doing cardio today, and instead of playing video games, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking watch Game of Thrones. And I am surprised at how well it actually holds up.
It certainly does.
How good it was. Like, fuck. And the stuff that I don't even remember seeing because I was probably getting too fucking high watching it. Like, I don't remember this happening. I forgot what the scene was, but yeah. There's some shit happening that I fucking definitely didn't remember, but I know I saw.
There were moments I surely missed.
Yeah. But now it's nice too, because if it's a scene I don't really give a fuck that I know doesn't go anywhere, I can just kind of fast forward a little bit and you know, move through it, but yeah, still enjoying like the Arya Stark and the Hound, like when they're doing their little trip. And that was the thing I think I was telling you. I'm like, oh man, I wish they would have just done a series with those two and their fucking travels, because they had a great dynamic. And there's the dynamic with like Jamie Lannister and Brienne, like their fucking travels. And I think at some point, don't the two of them come together? Like Brienne and the Hound come together and have a fucking brawl? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. And it's crazy, like an hour just melts away when I get into this fucking warp zone of like, oh, just do the next one. I'm like, that was a fucking hour? Are you kidding me? Like, that's how good it is, because you don't
realize. It's a great series. I agree.
Unreal.
Well, I agree. I'm excited for the prequel. We'll see if it's any good.
What's the deal with the prequel? Who are we following in that? Do you know? Is it the dragons? And maybe it's the Targaryens? I don't know.
No, I remember it is... No, I don't remember. House of the Dragon.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, the story of the Targaryen Civil War that took place about 300 years before events portrayed in Game of Thrones.
That's a shitload before.
They have lots of time.
They do. They so we can keep going. Seasons. Will there be White Walkers? That's what it's all about. That's
question. It'd be interesting to see like the prequel Targaryen story, because they talked about all that turmoil in their land, right? So I wonder if they're going to see the king, the original king, you know?
Maybe.
That'd be kind of fun. But I assume there were White Walkers.
I hope so.
So it's going to be fun, because if we watch this week to week, we're going to be like, remember how I used to talk about like predictions and all this
shit?
Yeah. Like, what's going to happen? And we were wrong most of the time.
Way into it. It was so fun.
Yes.
And then like, and then each season would get delayed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I gotta wait another 6 months. I gotta wait a year for this last one to come out.
So that's exciting. That's coming up in on the 27th, I think. So
And that's on Amazon, right? And then they take that.
I don't know. I thought it was HBO Max, but you could be right.
I don't know. Well, if I'm watching it on HBO Max and they're promoting it, maybe it's on HBO. Who knows?
It's on HBO,
HBO. Mm-hmm. So, something to look forward to.
First episode, August 21st, even sooner. See? It's even better. That's like 2 weeks.
Nice. So. I should probably be done with the rest of the Game of Thrones in, I don't know, a couple weeks. It should be timed out pretty good for me.
Yeah, they have all new actors. Looks like a mix of a lot of... I don't even recognize a single fucking person as an actor.
Well, I think that's how it was the first time. Like, and when you look at... I think that's the thing that impressed me the most. I'm watching it again and just looking at the performance of each actor, I'm like, nobody sucked. Like, everyone was really good as I go back, because I'm not... I always judge whatever I'm watching if... Do I believe this person is an actor? Like, I'm getting lost in the story for the second time, where I don't just look at it like Henry Cavill or whatever that fucking guy's name is who plays Superman. And I hate him because he ruins everything he's in, and I don't believe him as an actor. But that doesn't happen in the Game of Thrones. So hopefully that continues with the new series.
I agree. I hope it does too. We'll have to see how it all goes.
So, but speaking of that.
Speaking of seeing how it goes, should we talk about the UFC from a couple days back?
Over the weekend? What, 10 fights, 10 finishes? Jamal Hill, Thiago Santos, Hill with the win. They seem to get a little tired.
That was in the late part of the fight, no?
Yes. Vicente Luque, Jeff Neal. Jeff Neal gets the win.
Also in the late part of the fight.
Watch how we do this review. We're two for two. Muhammad Usman. He was the Ultimate Fighter champion. I didn't even know that was still a fucking thing that was going on anymore.
It's going on. I don't think anyone's watching it.
Not so much. I think I have the finish. It was a hell of a sloppy fight, but there's a lot of fucking power.
There is.
It was I believe it was a left hook. So let me make sure we have the volume down here. Surprisingly, UFC is not copywriting any of this because thank you.
A lot of stars, but never.
So you see that left hook and then these fucking hammer fist to close it out. Like, oh my God, a lot of power. And they said this is, you know, Kamara and Muhammad are the first two brothers to be tough champions.
Nice.
Like, that's crazy. I didn't remember Kamara being on there, but again, I couldn't tell you when the last time I actually watched The Ultimate Fighter. Like, what was the last season I watched? I don't even fucking remember. Do you remember the last one you watched? Like, what number?
Probably maybe 11. Does that sound about right?
Could be.
Somewhere in there.
I remember watching it consistently for a while, and then it was just like, oh my God, we're just doing the same shit over and over.
Well, the funny thing for me is when I started, Netflix was and DVDs were still a big deal, right? So I grabbed like season by season, I went through and watched them on DVD because back, what, 20 years ago now, maybe? I don't even know how many fucking years ago. Season Liddell versus Franklin. There was some more. Cole Bisping to Dominic Cruz. Yeah, I probably stopped in the teens somewhere, is my guess. Somewhere around, it doesn't put the dates on these, but officially there's been coaches involvement, like 30.
Yeah, that would have been my guess, in the 30s. Yeah.
Yep. So I think I got about halfway before I stopped. What about you?
I think I was out before you. Just it was just wild, and I don't know. I because it was always the thing of when are they going to stop this thing? And apparently, I don't know who's watching it. That's the weird thing. Because I think was the last season. Well, the last season was Pena and Nunes as the coaches.
Yeah, Yep, that was it. It ran this year from May through the end of July.
Mm.
So actually, I'm looking back. I think the last time one I watched was maybe Edgar versus Penn, which was in 2014, which was actually like number. Oops, what number was that? Edgar versus Penn. Number 19. So
okay.
I'm impressed. But there's been a lot of gaps. Like, yeah. I feel like they probably because viewership's down, they were cranking them out.
Like, yeah. And I think what wasn't there like Spike TV and yep. then not. And I think yep. they were trying stuff on probably their own, like the UFC channel or whatever, like behind the paywall for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Didn't work.
Not so much.
But now they have ESPN. So, you know, it's
all yeah. there. Yeah. And then also during this UFC, you had the first female UFC fighter to finish a fight with the Von Fluchok.
Ooh, fancy.
So you see this, Corey McKenna.
Beautiful. So painful.
Dropping that. Whatever happened to Von Flu? He's in, he's out. He names a submission, checks out.
It's like, I'm done. It's so nice of him to let us share this stuff and not copyright protect us.
Guess what's happening in this next show? Well, it's a short clip. It's been tweeted out. 99% of the time, it's like ESPN tweet that we're just showing on the show. We're not showing the whole fucking fight. So thank you, UFC. They like us, or at least there was a time where they had contacted us and they're like, hey.
Have our babies.
Yeah, I forgot what the deal was. Oh, they didn't like some of the thumbnail images that we were posting. They're like,
cease and desist order.
Yeah, they're like, we like you guys, just don't put those thumbnails in your videos. I'm like, okay, no problem.
We can. And then, that.
Yeah, we took care of that. And then the last one, Sam Alvey lost yet again, suffered a broken jaw in the process. I think he's just shy of a baker's dozen of losses. He's got 9 fights in a row and no loss and still not cut from the UFC. What the fuck is going on? He may have the longest run of no wins and not getting cut. I don't mm-hmm. know of anybody else that's gone this long.
Yeah, good point. I'm trying to think. I thought there was one fighter maybe. What about one of the Silvas? No? Nogueras. I'm talking. Didn't one of Nogueras have a long
lose? I want to say 5 is probably the most that I can remember anybody having and still being yeah. around. But maybe he just doesn't make enough money. Maybe he's on a 12-12.
He's like fight forever.
Fuck it. This guy is very smiley. Let's keep him around. Let's fucking yeah. keep him around. And he's got pictures of Dana probably like bending over a ring card girl. Allegedly. I'm just saying. There's something fucking weird going on. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know either. But something.
Something. Speaking of weird.
You want
to talk about our sponsor?
Manscaped. If you haven't heard already, it's smooth sack summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scaped from pubes to bum. That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped.
I thought you just made up a word there. You said kabum. It was to bum. I'm like, what the hell?
Bum. It's your rear end.
Right.
The leader in the below the belt grooming is making sure we all have a ball this summer, or two balls in this case, by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's what it's all about. You get the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Once again, I say there's so much shit. I don't know how they're still in business. Anyways.
Well, it's because we drive them all these sales with our 20% off and free shipping coupon at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts.
It's smooth sack summer, boys. Summer. Get on board or get left behind.
Smooth sack summer. Wow.
You know, to our friends at Manscaped, you can pretty much send us whatever you want because I never read these before I read them the first time. So I read it obviously last week, but so I just read what it says.
Yeah,
so
it's just fucking Ron Burgundy. Who did that happen to? Was that Biden? That they fucked up his teleprompter. He just fucking reads.
Like, I'm just going to say whatever it says.
It said Devil. Like Devil. Repeat the line. He says, repeat the line.
Exactly.
Hey, oh, man. Don't exactly. Ron Burgundy him. So what else is going on?
Well, so I'm sitting at this. I'm sitting at
a dock on a bay.
No. I was working really hard over the weekend. Okay. Yes. And I'm sitting there having a beer, celebratory beer in the afternoon at our favorite restaurant. And I'm watching TV and they have the bag championships on like ESPN Ocho or whatever.
Okay.
And yes. Yeah. Who I see. It is our friend. Do you see who this is? Mr. Chris Weidman, he did not play well. I was like the entire time I'm sitting there, I'm like, I know that fucking guy from somewhere. And then I'm like, duh, it's Chris Weidman.
What the fuck is...
I don't know, but he's
the lucrative sport of cornhole
or bags as we call it here, whatever. Yes. So this is why I think I'm getting old, because why? I literally for 10 or 15 minutes I'm like, that guy looks really familiar. Like, I don't know who is that, and then I'm like, oh yeah, like this is what this is what getting old this probably feels like.
He's the leg breaker and the breaker of leg.
And the tosser of bags.
And salads. Depends whatever gets in Mr. Weidman's way.
He was not good. So
shocking to say the. So we have that. I saw they announced Michael Chandler versus Dustin Poirier at UFC 281.
Nice.
Fucking pretty psyched on that one. I like that matchup. I think they said Poirier is actually the favorite to win that fight, which seems odd.
I don't know. Poirier's got good striking. I don't know. This is a
It's a tough fight. I mean, I think that's a coin matchup. Flip. Yeah, it's gonna be dynamic. Tough as
shit. It should be fun.
So. And then they also Adesanya and Pereira. If I say his name right, or I'm not sure how to pronounce all those R's in Hoist Gracie speak. UFC 281 shaping up to be something.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
Anthony Pettis came out a couple days ago. Not out of the closet, though. He suffered two broken hands in his loss to Stevie Ray at PFL playoffs. He's
not faring well.
Not faring well. So I question this because he only posted one broken hand. So I'm not really sure.
Calling shenanigans.
I'm calling shenanigans on two.
Well, he's got to use his other hand to take the picture.
Well, that's my point. Is how the hell is he even holding the phone if the hand is broken?
You got a thumb.
Okay.
You can always.
All right. Speedy recovery to him. That sucks. So painful.
Yes. Yeah. It's weird. That seems more of like a bare knuckle fighting championship kind of injury. I thought
it does.
The gloves in some of the other organizations were supposed to be a little bit better, like Bellator and the curved gloves. Like, whatever happened to UFC? Remember when they were talking about all this shit? Like, let's improve our gloves. We have too many eye pokes. And then Bellator came out with their like curved version. And then the UFC just fucking did nothing. Like, they're not innovating.
No, maybe it's already innovated to the max.
That's with their tiny ass gloves. And I don't know if most people have put on those fucking UFC gloves. I'm like, oh my God, are these things small? Like, there's like zero protection. But I think that's why it seems like they over tape their hands. And then they're like trying to smash these gloves and like just cut them, make them fit and fucking tape them up. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this other article. It said they were talking about Nick Diaz before the Robbie Lawler fight. And they said he had a bunch of ruptured discs in his neck, and he had $75,000 in debt that he's still owed to the Nevada State Athletic Commission before that fight with Robbie Lawler. So they said basically he wasn't training at all. He had fucking numbness in his hands, and then that's why he couldn't make the 170 pounds, and they raised it to 185. And they said the UFC also offered him Shumayev before they offered him Robbie Lawler. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? I guess they had a hard on for getting a Diaz to fight Shamayev, but
yeah,
you know, it's just crazy to think that here's the NSAC still hunting Nick Diaz down 7 years later to get fucking money out of him.
Yeah,
I plead the fifth, respectfully.
I do.
If I could talk about a lifetime ban, we're gonna ban you for life for some fucking marijuanas. You're trying to kill everybody and. That crazy bitch that was over there. I forgot her name. Yeah. And who the fuck was his attorney? Lucas Middlebrook? Like, you, just plead the fifth, everything. Just fucking plead the fifth.
Why didn't he need an attorney if that's all he was going to do?
I don't know. I think he came out worse because they felt disrespected because he's just, like, not many people came in with an attorney and he came in with, like, a hard-ass attorney and just fucking plead the fifth, Nick. Respectfully. So that should happen. It's unfortunate. And then I guess now he said he had the surgery, fixed his neck. And he said he's able to run and hit pads and wants another fight. But like, who do you have him fight? Like at this point, dude, let's call it 170.
You think Diaz can make 170?
Yeah. And the UFC website is so hard to navigate. You have to put so many filters on. So I had to look at 170.
I'm just looking at and then the rankings. So
I had to go deeper because I didn't like the options. As far as ranked, I was like, well, maybe you do Masvidal.
Masvidal. I'm looking at Jorge Masvidal, Stephen Thompson.
But I was thinking it's got to probably be someone that's been around. So maybe Masvidal, maybe a Matt Brown.
Brown would be good. Yeah.
You don't want someone who's in the top 15 unless Masvidal's on the down. So I could agree with that, you know.
Michelle Pereira. It's a lot of fights. I don't know. This is a tough one. Yeah, I think Masvidal makes the most sense. Anybody else? There's no one. I thought that said Matt Griffin for a second. Griffith, it says Max Griffin.
I got nothing left in my tank. I can't do this anymore. I couldn't even imagine that. There was time when I'd be like, yeah, I'd be in for something. Now I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, Robbie, my knees hurt after doing squats, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like, I had to make a choice. Like, do I continue doing squats and lunges, or do I just do lunges? So I settled for stop doing lunges and do squats.
Oh, those lunges will get you, though. If you do,
fuck my knees up.
If you go really slow and do enough of them, holy fuck balls.
And then I had to give up some treadmill work because I'm like, my knees are so fucked up. I don't know what the shit's going on. Like, my left knee is popping and it feels like something inside is twisting. I need to see the doc. Give me a shot.
Get a shot in there.
Get a shot.
Yeah. Knock on wood, I've been able to maintain relative health physically. I just wish I could have more time to work out. That's about it. So
I hear you. It ain't easy being cheesy.
It's not. You know what is easy, though, is being Conor McGregor, because did you hear that he just got signed to join the cast of the new Roadhouse movie, which is with Jake Gyllenhaal? They're going to, I think they're going to do a reimagining, they call it, not a remake. So somehow.
So what does that mean? I'm very confused.
Well, I don't know either, but Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. I'm having a hard time. This was one of those movies where I just don't think, I mean, Top Gun did prove me wrong, I'm going to say, but.
Well, let's tell why that worked, because it was a continuation of the story. We didn't fucking remake it with other people. Like, they did Point Break again, and it was pretty much the same fucking story. I'm like, so you fucked up a Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves movie. Now we're going to fuck up another Patrick Swayze. Like, I want some kind of a continuation of the story. I don't know how you do it since Swayze's dead. And I think, who is it? Sam Elliott was the other fucking bouncer. He's still alive.
He's not dead.
you potentially get him,
and he looks the same now as he did back then. It's really
hell yeah.
Like, I don't know how you
just get the locks going again and put it in a fucking ponytail. But what happened to Ronda Rousey? I thought she was supposed to be the lead in this fucking
apparently that changed. They've been trying to make this movie for a long time, so whatever's
Yeah, I don't know. And I think they were saying Jake was supposed to be a former UFC fighter. So I don't know what role Conor McGregor is playing in that. Just it's interesting. I'll say that. I don't know if it's going to be good. I don't see how remakes. Well, here's a question. Have you seen any remake that's been better than the original?
Remake?
Yeah.
No.
Right. It's the same fucking story. So how can it be any better? I already know the plot. What happens? Fucking. He's going to rip someone's neck out at the end of the movie.
Because he has to, because he's baller.
That's right. Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't like it. I don't like it. Let's change sports for a second. Okay. Did you see this one? I want to talk about sports. Tiger Woods turned down somewhere in the neighborhood of $700 to $800 million to join the LIV Golf Invitational Series.
Yeah.
And I think he was also giving other people shit for joining that group. And I think there's stuff going on with that group and the PGA where basically Phil if Nicholson, you go over, they're not going to let you fucking.
Nope. Yeah. They'll ban you from golf and, you know, the PGA. Phil Mickelson just got in a lot of like heat for going over there. Cause he's
why what's the
couple $100 million contract. I think they're funded by like Saudi, like, you know, militant or type groups or something, oil money, sheiks, all that stuff. I don't know the details because I don't watch fucking news, but I'm just telling people were mad. So I think it makes sense for Tiger because he's a big enough brand.
Well, he's a billionaire, right? Yeah, so he can be selective, but for him to give other people shit, I have a fucking problem. Like, motherfucker, you're worth $1 billion and you can turn down $700 to $800 million. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, fuck off, man. Like, that is so. And I think it's also, it doesn't matter where you place, right? It's just like, hey, man, come golf with us and you're guaranteed this money. Like, how nice would that be? Like, to be guaranteed. Yeah, you're still going to compete, but at least you could have some fucking security knowing, like, I'm going to have a level of pay that I don't have to worry about. I don't have to be a fucking UFC fighter and worry, like, okay, I'm going to get 20,000, and then if I win, I get another 20,000. I just want to set pay for the fucking year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't care where the money comes from, unfortunately. And I don't like this fucker telling other people, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. And it's easy to say when you're a billionaire, motherfucker.
Anyway. Yeah, I agree.
What else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of making money in strange ways, Tisha Torres and Raquel Pennington, right? Trying to get married in fall 2023. They just started an OnlyFans page to fund their wedding. Now, I don't have any pictures. I don't have OnlyFans, but I'm guessing you probably do. So,
I know things.
They're putting Instagram posts up and stuff asking people to join their fans club so they can.
Who is this again? Tisha Torres and Raquel Pennington?
Yes.
I think I've already seen Raquel naked.
Nice. Was it glorious?
No. I don't believe it was. I'm gonna have to relook this up. I'm gonna have to report next week. I'm gonna have to make a note. Note to self. Mm-hmm. Only fans. I think that might be the greatest website ever created. It's creating generational wealth for some of these ladies, yes. Especially these female MMA / UFC fighters. I think this is a great thing for the country, for any lady in the United States of America and anywhere in the world. I don't know. I'm just a big fan of ladies being able to make money for showing their buttholes.
You think that's awesome?
Yeah, I think it's fucking super awesome. Oh, I think it's super necessary, Jorge Masvidal's.
Good Lord.
Okay. Super necessary.
Someone's excited.
Because, I don't know. There's something about it. Because normally you wouldn't get to see female UFC fighters' buttholes.
True. That's true.
Moving right along. Have you seen John Jones hitting the pads recently?
No.
Let's see if, Instagram didn't make me log in. This is fucking good. So he's hitting the pads, bare knuckle style here. Hopefully that music doesn't get us banned. Wow.
Interesting.
Thoughts?
I mean, I'm not sure about training bare knuckle. Seems stupid. But I think he looks okay. I think he looks pretty sharp, actually. So I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah. Looked good. I mean, he stood. I think people were trying to give him shit for this. No. Like, oh, you look slow. And I'm like, motherfuckers, you have no idea what part of the day he's at. Like, someone's just posting, and he could be dogging people too. And just like, let me post the latest session we're doing where I'm super tired, so people think I'm fucking slow. I think that looks fine. For a fucking heavyweight, right? I think it looks fine. So we'll see. We'll see. He's supposed to, I think he'd said he's still waiting to hear like what's happening with Ngannou, what's happening with Miocic. Like, just fucking fight already, though. It's been almost, I think, 3 years, which is fucked up. But I mean, I'm going up to heavyweight, he'll extend his prime. So he'll be all right age wise. You can go into your 40s.
I think so. I think in the heavyweight division, you know, it's not as competitive, I think, as other divisions.
No,
so.
Look at Arlovsky. Yep. He's still there.
Oh, God. You know about we can't have him fighting Arlovsky.
No, I'm just saying, look at.
I thought you meant. Okay.
Gotcha. I wouldn't do that to Andre.
That would be death.
That's a legend of the sport. Can't do that to a guy.
No.
And I'll do one more real quick. Like last week, I was showing video of that 600 versus 600 person fight. They have an alternate angle of that fight. I'm probably gonna mute this. Cool. And it's actually nice because you get a nice little overhead. It's look at this shit, man. Oh, this is banana. That doesn't look 600 by 600, but
it doesn't.
It looks like about 150, 200. And you know, some of these guys don't really know how to fight, just gave him some boxing gloves and said go out there. But interesting to see the overhead because I don't see this strategy.
Like a video game.
Fun. it almost looks like little ants trying to take over, like right there. Like, what's your strategy? And then you got a couple of like these guys in yellow getting fucked up over here because like one versus a million. And it's just boxing. That's so bananas. Like, this line right here is so fucked up.
That's pretty crazy. And it's
sprayed out over here.
Yeah, I think, like you said, you got to have strategy.
One asshole with headgear on. The rest of them are just going fucking for it. But I think the coolest thing was everyone just broke at, like, whatever it was, the 1 minute mark. Everyone was fucking cool. You didn't see a many cheap shots, at least in the handful of videos I've seen of this, and then they all just walk off. Okay, like, hey, nice shot, man.
Go get a beer.
Yep. Burst. Should go. Burst.
I can't remember if we said this or not, but did we talk about Adesanya versus Alex Pereira? Are you laughing?
Was that? I just said that like earlier. Oh my god! when we were talking about Chandler versus Blair.
Oh, that's right. That's right. See, this is what I'm talking about. My brain is messed up.
You have a laser pointer. I'll fucking laser that
it's
camera.
It's not the laser.
Anything else?
No. Well, there's an event this weekend. Just let's talk real quick. Just I have that.
Okay.
Vera versus Cruz. Marlon Vera, Dominic Cruz. Cruz hasn't fought in like a year almost. I don't know. I'm not excited about him.
I'm guessing he's going to get injured on the way to fucking weigh-ins.
Let's see who else is on there. Bruno
the Mercat.
Yeah. Merchert. And then the prelims, Angela Hill. Lupi Godinez. I mean, like, seriously, this is a strange name, but
I would prefer Goopy.
Goopy be hotter. Better. So that's about it. Nothing too exciting.
No, and Dominic Cruz was talking about having a manager recently, and he said, if you're in the UFC, I don't really think you need a manager because what are they really negotiating for you? Because usually it's like the UFC dictating the terms of the deal, and it's anywhere minimum of 4 fights, usually 6. And if you have a manager, they're going to talk to the UFC what, once?
Right.
And then you're just fighting out your contract for 4 or 6 fights. There's no fucking sponsors. So maybe, I think he was saying he uses a manager to negotiate the one contract, but they're paid like on a, they're not taking a percentage of his pay. I think he's just like a one-off, like negotiate the contract and then you're out, and then I deal with it from here on out. But he said if you're in like Bellator or PFL, it might make sense to have a manager because you're more free agent-y over there, and you can have your own sponsors. And then maybe if someone is managing like 10 different people, maybe they do have contacts where a sponsor approaches the manager and says, hey, we want to manage some of your fighters, who do you have? So under that case, maybe it makes sense. But again, I don't understand this world of paying someone a certain percent when they're not doing jack shit, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, this is a new norm, I guess. What are you going to do?
Everyone taking their percent. But it goes back to, what does the fighter get at the end of the day when you take manager, training, like taxes? Like the fighter just gets like the little, what, 20% of the fight purse? I don't even know.
I wonder what the percentage is depending on the, you know, fighter. They're and also controlling expenses too, right? So some guys, girls,
yeah,
like tons of money on training camp and
recovery, like nutrition, like all the shit that goes into that. Like you could, like, think about GSP, like how much that motherfucker was spending. I mean, obviously he's at the top of the game and he could afford that, but I think when you think about who probably spent the most on training and taking care of themselves, I think GSP was probably the guy that spent the most, but also had a long and successful career. Not everyone can do that. Or like the guys, when you think back to the day of Johnny Hendricks and Team Takedown, where those guys were getting a salary, but they're also giving up, what, 50% of their pay?
Yeah, it was half.
It became a problem when Johnny became champion, because like, okay, now I can get to like maybe making $1 million fight and I'm supposed to pay out 500,000 of that shit. Yeah.
Heavy, so it's tax. Interesting. It's a heavy tax.
Yeah. I don't think anybody should be paid on a percentage basis. It should be like a set dollar amount so these guys don't get fucked.
It's hard. It's hard to, well, in the beginning, they have no dollars, right? So,
yeah.
The percentage game is part of like a long, it's a long-term investment, right? So
yeah,
like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I got a video, check this out. So talk about risk, hopefully this plays, talk about restraint being shown here. Here's a guy you know, hitting the guy with the hat, and the guy with the hat's like, hey man, just relax bro, like take it easy, stop. You know, don't fuck around. Like, come on now. And the guy in the black's all,
they're
like,
in a fucking shopping mall.
Yeah, they're in a shop. He's like,
and that guy looks like he's a worker because I almost see a name tag. Ooh,
yeah, it's nighty night after that.
We're throwing spinning shit. That guy asked for it.
I was gonna say, are you?
That guy is not, an employee because there's a name tag.
He does not look okay. So, I was gonna ask you, over the line, just right or not enough.
I think that's just about right.
Okay.
Because he tried to avoid it, the other guy just wanted it. Like, I've been watching some YouTube videos.
Yeah,
I'm gonna test out this move. I'm gonna see if this shit works. Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Okay.
But I wouldn't engage in any kind of physical altercation anymore unless it's a life-threatening situation for myself or my family, just because the repercussions of a guy falling wrong, especially on like that ceramic tile, the guy just went down, or fucking concrete.
You know?
Yeah,
not good.
Yeah, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. You want to see some serious hand-eye coordinations? Here we go. Look at this shit.
Holy shit. What the hell?
I can juggle two balls in one hand.
while chewing gum and hitting a speed bag.
Yeah, the speed bag's a motherfucker. I could never get that done.
Yeah.
I know we had to do that for like one of the boxing classes, right? Wasn't there like a test to go to the next level? Was that, I don't remember. Was that the Muay Thai or boxing?
It was Muay Thai, and I think you had to do it for a minute or something.
Yeah, fucking, I don't know, probably a 20% hit rate on that stupid bag. I don't know what it is. I could not get the fucking timing on that, but I'm not working the speed bag all the time, right? I'm just like, Okay, I guess. I know I have one, or I had one. My brother had one, but it's just
help with coordination? Are those really good for that?
That's what they say, but what do I know?
Fuck that thing.
Exactly. Fuck that thing.
That's what I say.
I fucking hated that thing. Like, this is stupid. So, hey, I just saw this sport is coming back. Hopefully there's no fucking music.
There is
slam ball. Slam ball coming back, Ingo.
Nice. I always like that.
I will just say this is, and I've said it before, this is a sport where I've seen one of the most horrific injuries ever happen, where a guy came down wrong. Like, he didn't land on the tram when he was doing his slam. And he basically ripped his whole foot off. Like, the only thing keeping his foot attached was just a thin sliver of skin. But I love this fucking sport. I can't wait. I don't know. I feel like we need to be able to shoot shit at these guys while they're fucking trying to dunk. Because, man, oh, fuck. There's full contact. He's just dunking from like 28 feet away. Michael Jordan style. But that's, I think, nuts. That's how high Michael Jordan was just jumping without the trams.
He was. It's crazy.
Ah, fuck me. Can we get this?
These guys are pretty nuts. I feel, yeah, you're right. I feel like there's a huge risk for injury in this sport.
There is. So we'll see how they design the fucking ground, but pretty stoked on that.
That's exciting. Is that going to be on the Ocho?
Probably. Okay. Like, you get your cornhole and your slam ball. Combine them and oh shit, stuff's going down. Hey, let's check in on BJ Penn for governor.
Right here, go. What's up, Hawaii? The Democrat Party is shaking in their boots right now. The Democrat establishment is crying to the Republican establishment, telling them, please, you guys, don't let BJ Penn win. These guys are so scared. We're gonna win the primary and we're gonna win the general. They know we're gonna win the general. They've tried everything they could. They sent people to my house to talk to me. They realized that was a bad idea. They tried to buy me off. They realized that's never gonna happen. We're coming, establishment, it's over.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
Just fucking slit their throats.
Just going to war. I like it. I'm getting excited.
Fuck yeah. And then if you're lucky enough, if you're in Hawaii, apparently BJ Penn is trolling around in a trolley.
Seriously?
Yeah, this way, it's coming. The BJ Penn for Governor trolley.
That is crazy.
BJPenn.com. See, that's who the fuck you want for governor. Come on, man.
Hawaii.
Who does that? Who runs a trolley with BJPenn.com?
That is the best thing that I've ever seen, I think.
That's so great. Oh, I think they're having the votes for who can run for each side. I think that's coming up in the next week here.
Primaries?
Yep.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Yeah.
Barstool Sports seems to win a majority of these. It says, terrifying rugby player lost his favorite, his words, testicle after exploded when he got kneed in the nuts.
Oh,
that can't be
good. I thought you were going to have a picture for a second.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Good Lord.
The Newcastle Thunder player, who features either as a winger or a fullback, revealed last week they had been forced to have his testicle removed after it had exploded during training. Having posted an update for his followers from his hospital bed, he has now given more details on how he sustained the injury. And he said, and was actually my favorite one, my left one. Fortunately, I took a knee to the ball and the rest is history. So I didn't know people had favorite testicles. I don't subscribe to that. I don't know. It's kind of odd.
I just liked them to be there.
Yeah. Having them is good. Anyway, another tweet of the week. little dog kung fu. Dog versus cat. Usually the cat wins.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Throwing a little spinning shit now.
Perfect.
I want to see that dog.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, fuck that cat up. And then the dog just stood his ground. Like, what's up, bitch?
He's wagging his tail. He's like, now we playing. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. It's tough.
You know, the follow up was the cat coming in, like what?
Yeah, wait till I crack out my claws. Killed the bitch.
Dog. Literally killed that dog.
See Freddy Krueger? The Wolverine?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cats can be real cunts sometimes.
They can, absolutely.
I'll pull up Chris Cyborg. She's doing some work on a watermelon. This is pretty interesting. I haven't tried this. I wonder how this would work out. I have an extra watermelon in the house. Throwing a fucking overhand right on a watermelon.
Let's see.
She's a little too far away.
Damn.
Oh, man. But check out this chick. Cyborg with a facial! Whoa. That's a frightening laugh. Oh my god. Okay.
Pretty wild. Good aim on her part too. She's like, that's dead center.
She knows how to throw a punch, and I guess she's got a contract right now and they're just finalizing the details that she's going to have her first professional boxing match coming up.
All right.
So we'll see how that one plays out. I've seen her sparring other boxers and she can hold her own. Her problem is she's too tough for her own good again, too. So it's like stepping into another sport. She's willing just to stand and bang it out. So I like that. Let's check in on Kay Hansen doing some mobility drills.
Goat yoga.
Mobility.
Whoa.
It's got these the big ass kettlebells. They're pink.
Super strong. Jesus.
Yep. I don't know. She likes to do work. I like to watch work being done.
It's a good amount of work.
Let's do a little ass and nuts. So I saw this article on The Verge saying U.S. gamers are spending a lot less on video games now than they did in 2021. Hmm. They said it's down 13% year over year. And the article was saying it's basically there's a lack of big titles. I thought that said titties. There's a lack of big titties this year. I can be behind that, maybe. Why is that, though? Why do you think video game sales are down if it's not lack of titles?
It's big not titles. Like, it's not,
I don't know. Like,
are you saying it is?
That's what they said, but I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just
I don't know. It seems like nothing amazing is out. I'm not sure if it's like the technology needs a leap. You know, like I know VR is starting to gain some ground, but it hasn't quite got there. So it's like maybe that's it. People are kind of tired of the format. I don't know. But I don't recall the single game recently where I'm like, yeah, I have to play that. You know, maybe Grand Theft Auto if it came out ever before I died.
Fucking milking that shit, man. Yeah. Let's just keep releasing another update or something they can milk. Yeah. I joke, but I think we're literally in year 9 of that fucking game, right? So retarded. And COVID, like, I think more people were probably buying games during COVID, right? Because there were a lot of people at home. And I think there's a lot of shitty games. Like, how many games can you buy now that have everything in it that it was supposed to? So, like, look at the new Halo game, right? It was missing a bunch of shit. Like, you couldn't do co-op campaign. Like, that is the point of fucking Halo, right? Was co-op campaign. And then they released it without that. And how many fucking buggy games? Like, we are the beta testers on a full release of a game right now. So that's another problem. I don't know how many games I've bought and fucking returned. Thank you, Amazon, because the game's defective. Like, all the new ones, like Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, like, everything has just been dog shit. And it's to the point where I'm not even playing fucking video games right now. Like, the last game I bought was just Simpleton game, the fucking Hot Wheels racing, where it's like you're nice. A little miniature car, and that one's a nice one to take a little edible and you're like fucking racing cars and like getting crazy. Very basic, and I tune it down, so I'm like, what is the lowest level of competition I can race against the computer at? that's where I want to play. That's and then you can get like the fucking mystery machine from fucking Scooby-Doo and you can race that around the track and the Knight Rider car, the Back to the Future car, and like on all the fucking little racetracks, you're going upside down and magnets. So just from like stupid shit, that's fun. But from like the major titles, they'll fucking suck, man.
Yeah.
Nothing has been good. And even that most recent Borderlands was okay at best. Like the Tiny Tina's one. Although I did see the Goat Simulator is coming out later this year.
Nice.
My daughter liked that one. We played the first. Is
it like an update to it or something?
No, it's a totally new one. I don't know if I can find the goat simulator.
I never played that one.
It's a lot of fun because you're just playing as a goat and you're going around and fucking up humans,
doing weird shit,
ramming them, and then you can get like jetpacks and all that kind of shit. Let me see if I can find the Goat Simulator 3. Yeah, hopefully there's not like a fucking lot of sounds in this that I need to mute, but this guy's getting ready to do his run.
Is this a PlayStation exclusive?
Mm-mm. No, this is on Xbox too. Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to mute this. It's way too loud.
We're locked in now, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any goats yet. Oh, there's one.
So that's it. You basically just become a goat and you go around and fuck the humans up.
That's awesome.
Like fucking goats driving a car.
That was the point of this game, huh? You get to mess up humans because
you go around this whole city and then. There might be quests and stuff, but the real thing is just jacking the humans. And you can pick up different things and modifiers.
Oh, the ultimate step.
That guy just shit on him. See?
That looks cool.
I'm into like basic shit now, Ingo. All
right, I like it. That's perfect segue into my knowledge, if we're ready for it. Like, it doesn't, like, you just...
Go ahead. Yeah, we can go into that.
Speed it up. Can't believe it. So, speaking of goats and fucking up humans, check out this clip that I found on the Instagram. Guy's just standing there smoking. He's like, come get me! Where do I? Just like... Let's watch
it. You're like 2 weeks ago, Ingo. We just showed...
We did not show this. Are you sure?
We showed this like 2 weeks ago. The same clip.
I think I need to go to the doctor. Are you serious?
I have a doctor. Yes. I'll probably, if I'm smart enough, I'll put in the clip from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, folks. It was that good. I had to show it again.
It's all good.
My brain's not working. I'm under a lot of stress, okay?
It's all good.
Sorry.
Oh, have you seen the new trust fall? I'll go two knowledges. This is kind of odd. I don't think I could put sound on because I thought they had some crazy music, but the new Trust Fall. So this chick is just putting her box in his face and he's going to drop down and that's it. I like this action. I like this.
That's pretty cool. I feel like that doesn't look like it's good for the neck.
No, this will like, all your weight is going right there. And then hopefully she's showered because you don't want to do that post-workout, or maybe you do. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we'll close it out with this one. So apparently some grandma in Mexico passed away and wanted to have something on her tombstone. So we can kind of fast forward a little bit.
The unveiling.
Grandpa's up there. He's talking some shit. My wife, she's a cock whore. She wanted a 600-pound cock.
Jesus.
On her grave.
That looks crazy.
I don't know why. I don't know if that's El Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead kind of thing. You put the thing you love the most up there.
Hmm. Hey, like have you seen the new Trust Fall? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I'm going to wait for a couple weeks. I think you'll probably show us. And doing two.
Well, wherever you're getting your funny stuff from and where I'm getting it, apparently I'm like TV and you're like the internet. So that's
here might be newspaper. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. 2 weeks ago.
It's all good.
Well, hopefully my brain starts working again. So I'll say goodbye. My name is Matt Griffin.
Ingle Wild. Thanks for playing.